strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 14th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I'm here today to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. I'm back in the studio. Still a little bit affected. Still, I was gone all day yesterday. And we're going to do our best here. A lot of fun. We had a lot of fun at the live show. I really, really enjoyed it. Met a lot of great people. Had fun in New York. So I'm here. I'm here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. It was day 87 in the house. Day 87. And it's just such a frustrating day to miss on the feeds, because let me just tell you my journey, right? I couldn't watch the feeds pretty much all day. I was in New York. I was doing a bunch of things and then I was traveling home and then I was really tired and I fell asleep. And so this morning it was like even more sort of, I spent hours this morning, and yes, Liana, unfortunately not joining us today. So it was even more important that I had everything down. So I spent hours this morning getting everything on track. And I woke up, I saw everybody saying, oh my God, Cliff is the worst person in the world. He's such an idiot. He's going to throw the veto. I was like, oh my God, Cliff is going to throw the veto? What did I miss? This is insanity. He must have gone crazy. They're talking about how his head isn't in the game anymore. He's like, people saying he's going senile. I'm like, what is happening? So we're going to do our best here. I'm going to try and work you through what I'm pretty sure I've gone through everything. Pretty sure I understand what's going on here. And I'm pretty sure that most of it is just like, what are we talking about? Nothing mattered yesterday. There was so much back and forth, so many lies to each other. We're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to make this deal, we're going to make this deal. None of it matters. Let me just tell you right up front, none of it matters. Everything is the same. Cliff is not throwing the veto, and it's literally just all of the things are the same. It's Cliff and Nicole versus Jackson and Holly in the veto today. They're going to compete. They're going to try to win, and whichever one wins, that side is going to have the other side be evicted. That's it. End of live feed update. If you care about all the details, let's get into them. All right. So we started the day. There was a luxury competition. That was fun. I don't know why they're complicating things. It's so annoying. There was a luxury competition, though. Very cool. Ovi came. They got to see Ovi. And they competed in a luxury competition. I believe the competition was something along the lines of like what's different in the house. They've done this in the past, this kind of competition before. They changed up the competition the house, parts of the house. And they were like, how many differences were there in the house? And Jackson ended up winning. He got $10,000 and Cliff came in last place. And this was the start of the sort of Cliff is losing his mind narrative in the house, because Cliff was apparently very slow on the buzzer. He came in last place and Jackson felt bad because he's taking money away from Cliff, and Cliff has a family, because we all know Jackson's just such a great guy. And so they were commenting in the house, Jackson, Holly, and Nicole, about how, like, Cliff seems to be slowing down. He seems to really be letting the game get to him. And Cliff is also going to talk about this throughout the day. And he talked about it a little bit yesterday, too. Something happened on Thursday. The feeds were down, and we missed 8 hours of, like, just fighting all day, apparently. And something happened in those 8 hours that just mentally exhausted Cliff. He has been, you know, as we've seen, when he talks to the cameras, just like in the game 24/7, thinking about things. This is something that I was concerned about for Cliff a long time ago. The Cliff notes they took place really early in the morning because he doesn't sleep. He normally, you know, the older guy in the house, like Donnie, who wasn't even that much older. Let's be clear about that. But like the older person in the house by at least a decade or so is somebody that will go to bed early, will wake up a little bit later, and that usually hurts their game a lot. Cliff has never been that person. He stays up with the young kids, and then he also wakes up super early and I guess can't go back to sleep. I have that problem. And he just doesn't get as much sleep as I think he should. And I think that over now 87 days being in this game, you know, it's getting to him. And that really, you know, that really intense arguing back and forth on Thursday, I think that really, really drained him. He's there for the love of the game. He's talked about it all the time. Like, he wants to have fun, and like this is not something that it's not real life. We can enjoy our experience. But ever since Thursday, so over the last, you know, what's the math? I didn't get enough sleep either. Over the last 30 something hours, Cliff has been talking about how drained he is and how stressed he is and how this has really been taxing on him. And so he's really he does seem a little bit out of it, just a little bit like how I'm a little bit out of it. I see myself when I do this, and I see. Normally people tell me I look tired and I'm like, hey, screw off. I slept fine. I look tired right now. I get it. It's fine if you tell me I look tired today. Not the other days. I do have a cool shirt though. I really like this one. It's a new shirt. Came in while I was gone. I'm really excited about it. All right. Anyway. So there's more pouting from Jackson about how, oh, I'm gonna look bad to America, because I took money from Cliff, and I did that to Tommy. I lied about Tommy, and I took out America's favorite player like that, and I just don't want to look bad. I don't want America to see things being portrayed in a certain way that make me look like I'm not, like, make me look like somebody I'm not. That would be bad. Okay, Jackson. Look, again, Jackson, if you took money from Cliff, if you took $10,000 from Cliff, if it was a shady way that you did it too, I'd be like, dude, this is even better. What you did to Tommy, again, best thing you've done all season. I love it. Keep it up. Don't act like that's not you, because it's definitely you, dude. And it's the best, it's the most redeeming quality of your game. Cliff and Jackson had a conversation. So Cliff had talked to Nicole. Now we know Nicole is the HOH. Holly threw the HOH to Nicole. The night before, Cliff had been talking to Nicole, and he was saying that he made a deal with Jackson during those 8 hours, that the feeds were down on Thursday, that that he would keep him at the final three, or sorry, at the final four if he won the veto. And so Cliff had already told Nicole that he is going to be keeping Jackson if he wins the final four veto. What he didn't tell Nicole was that he had also made a final two deal with Jackson, and that's the reason why Cliff wants to keep Jackson at the final four, because the way Cliff sees it, if he keeps Jackson and gets rid of Holly, then he goes to the final three with two people who will definitely take him to the end. And so Cliff is guaranteed a spot in the final two. And he doesn't want it to be with Jackson, but he'd rather be in the final two against Jackson than not in the final two and watch Holly and Nicole sit there in the final two. So that was Cliff's logic. And so I think what was going through Cliff's mind here is, because I'm doing my best to try to understand the thought process. Cliff is going to go to Jackson yesterday. So the night after he told Nicole this and did not tell her about the final two deal, I guess he was thinking about it overnight. He goes to Jackson. He says, Jackson, I know we made a final two deal, but I am not taking you to the final two. I am taking Nicole to the final two. I will keep you at the final four, but I will not take you to the final two. I will be taking Nicole. I already made a promise to her. I was all messed up yesterday. Not taking you to the final two. Jackson says, dude, I never thought you were taking me to the final two. You don't need to. It's fine. I know. Cliff's like, good. I just wanted to make sure that we're on the same page. I assumed. And look, Cliff, I'm still taking you to the final two. If we're down to you and Nicole, I am taking you to the final two over Nicole. So then Cliff goes to Nicole and says, okay, so I did make a final two deal with Jackson, but I want you to know that you are my final two. I plan on taking you to the end. I just told Jackson that I'm taking you. You are my person. Don't worry about it. I'm sorry, I made a final two deal. So basically what it seems like is, again, this is me trying to interpret because Cliff did not really explain this in his Cliff Notes. Didn't explain much in his Cliff Notes. But my assumption here is that he made this deal with Jackson in the heat of the moment on Thursday. I think he recognizes what we have recognized for a while, which is that he's probably not going to win his way to the end. And so he thinks, all I need to do is get to the final two and then I can make my case. And he thinks he's able to make a good case. So he's trying to get Jackson to take him to the final two, accidentally overpromised a little bit, and then realized that after lying to Nicole that night, he was like, well, crap. What did Jackson just do to Tommy? He said he just blew up Tommy's game. It really pissed off Nicole and it got Tommy sent home. I need Nicole to take me far more than I need Jackson to take me. So I'm going to just try to do my best to make it clear to both Jackson and Nicole that Nicole is my person, to make sure Nicole takes me, and then hope that I can also keep Jackson taking me and make sure that that is on, that is locked in as well. Cliff is trying to be as open about things as possible while still maintaining the advantage that he's trying to hold. Basically, he's trying to have his cake and eat it too. That's one side of the like frustration that I'm having on the feeds, where like Cliff is trying to do all these things. And then on the other side, you have Jackson and Holly who are trying to do the same things, but reverse. So Jackson and Holly are trying to lie about everything when it doesn't matter. And Cliff is trying to be open about everything when it doesn't matter. It's just going to come down to the veto. That's all it is. Stop. I never thought I'd be complaining about people playing the game. There's just so much back and forth. You don't have to stop. I'm not complaining about playing the game. It was just, it was annoying to me because there's so much to keep track of and none of it matters. So, and then I have to try and explain this nonsense to you guys. So Cliff goes to Nicole. He says, I'm very clearly, I am taking you. I'm taking you. Everything's going to be fine. They agree again. If Cliff wins the veto, he will be keeping Jackson. If Nicole wins the veto, she will decide who goes. And as of right now, she would decide that Jackson goes. So Nicole talks to the cameras. She again tells us that she would like to see Holly in the final three. That's where, that's what she would like to see happen moving forward. Nicole talks to Holly. Nicole does some, she has like some campaigning, some back and forth campaigning. Now there had been discussion about how Holly, when she made the deal to throw the HOH, she also made a deal to throw the veto. But there was discussion about, like, she really gonna throw the veto? Should she throw the veto? If Jackson is willing to evict Holly, theoretically, Holly should be willing to evict Jackson. If Holly's willing to evict Jackson, then maybe Holly winning the veto would be okay. So, again, it's like they've got a cake and they're like, but I want to eat this cake. I don't know why that phrase exists, to be honest. If you have a cake, of course you're going to eat it, right? Like, it would be more like they have their cake, Jackson and Holly have another cake, and they want Jackson and Holly's cake, and Holly and Jackson, they want Cliff and Nicole's cake, and they both want each other's cakes, and nobody's eating any cake. Which is fine for me, because I don't like cake, but that's seems silly otherwise. Anyway. So they're trying. That's you might think that doesn't make sense, but that's the most sense making thing I'm going to say in this whole update, if you think about it. So Holly is going to go to Nicole and she says, look, I want to win the veto. I had a really hard time throwing the HOH. I don't want to throw the veto. Nicole says, OK. That's fine. As long as you use the veto to evict Jackson, not Cliff. Is that what you plan on doing? And Holly was like, yeah. Totally. This is like total nonsense. Like, why are they bothering? Why is anybody bothering with any of this? None of it. Both sides think that they can like get some sort of leg up on the other, but it's just, it's silly. So she's like, yeah, she's implying like, yeah, I'd evict Jackson if I won the veto. I guess we should be happy about it because we should be especially happy about it if it leads to some sort of weird blindside, but what are you gonna do? Cliff and Holly have a similar conversation. Holly implies that she would evict Jackson if she won the veto. In fact, she promises that she would. And so then this is such a ridiculous day. Then the conversation turns to, okay, so Jackson plans on evicting you, Holly. You plan on evicting Jackson. Do you think you're going to like have a conversation about this? You're gonna like talk it out. Because the concern is that Jackson might get really mad if he knows that Holly's planning on evicting him. And that would be awkward. I don't know. So Jackson and Holly have a conversation, and they did have a weird interaction where Holly was like, so they're offering me this deal that I can win the veto if I plan on evicting you. Should I take the deal? And Jackson was like, well, no, you're not going to, I mean, you wouldn't evict me, right? She's like, no, I'm not going to evict you. No, that's not what I'm saying. Well, oh, okay. Well, I mean, good then. Like, I mean, yeah, as long as you're not evicting me. These people, they've just lost their minds. It feels like such a disconnect. It feels like they lost their minds Thursday in those 8 hours, something happened. It was so intense for so long, and it's been 87 days. I think they all lost their minds. I think that's the best explanation I have. Or maybe the cake was poisoned. Who knows? So they do, Jackson Holly, confirm, as if we needed confirmation, as if they needed confirmation, but they did, apparently. They do confirm to each other, I'm not going to evict you. I'm going to evict Cliff. Whew! That's a relief. And Holly says, I'm not going to evict you, Jackson. I'm going to evict Cliff. Whew! Glad we made that deal. The nomination ceremony takes place, and Jackson and Holly are nominated for eviction. Cliff and Jackson are going to have a brief interaction afterward. Jackson does check in. Now, Jackson is still working against Holly to some degree, much, much, much more so than Holly is working against Jackson. Jackson checks in with Cliff. And again, because like this, I wonder, and maybe this is giving Jackson too much credit, but I wonder if this whole like pointless back and forth that involves like lying and all of that stuff, I wonder if part of it has to do with it. I wonder if part of it is a double ploy where some of it is just lying to Cliff and Nicole theoretically to try to get them to throw the veto, but that's not going to happen. But also to keep Jackson on Cliff's good side so that Cliff evicts Holly and not Jackson, because he does check in with Cliff. He says, you're still going to not evict me, right? You're still evicting Holly if you win, right? And Cliff is like, yeah, we're good. There's another thing about Jackson Holly that I found really funny that we'll get to. So Jackson is still campaigning against Holly in the event that Cliff wins the veto. He doesn't know this yet, but I'm assuming that he assumes that all he needs to do is work on Cliff and get Cliff's vote, because whether or not Cliff or Nicole wins the veto, Cliff is going to be the vote. He doesn't know that Cliff and Nicole have made a deal that if Nicole wins, Nicole decides. So Jackson's working on Cliff. He doesn't know he needs to also be working on Nicole. Not that I think that would necessarily work either, but Jackson has shown to be pretty capable at times. So, you never know. Jackson and Holly talk a little more. Holly is very upset that she threw the HOH because now she might be in danger. To which you might say, duh. We talked about this when Tommy was offering to throw the HOH. There's no point in following through with that deal, because if you're safe, you're safe. Nothing they can do about it anymore. You're in the final three. So basically, Holly, in the moment, just threw the competition and now realizes what a dumb move it was. And she's like, I can't believe I did that. Ugh. And she's taking that anger out on Nicole. She says that, oh, Nicole, she's walking around so arrogant now. Do you see the way she walks around? Nicole was like doing some like cowboy impressions earlier with Cliff's hat and stuff. How dare she? She thinks she owns this house now. She's up in the HOH room. That should have been my ceremony. Those should have been my nominations. She strong-armed me. She claims to be anti-bullying, but she bullied me. She bullied me into throwing that HOH. She's talked about how she earned the HOH. She didn't earn the HOH. She would have fallen off on that rope long before me. These are direct quotes, by the way. Long before me. I'm better than Nicole at this at that competition. I'm better than them because I stick to my word, and I got bullied. I got bullied into throwing the HOH. Between this, now this is me not making fun of her instead of direct quoting her. Between me and Nicole, I am the one that's been bullied the most. She is the bullier, and I am the bullyee. That's what she's saying. This is a ridiculous conversation. I mean, look, we can all appreciate Nicole the bully. I think we've all seen her evil side. She said, she admitted it in the diary. She's evil. So I think Holly's onto something. Remember what Nicole did to her parents, locking them in the basement. Underreported story, Nicole the bully. So. Nicole and Cliff talk. I went through the whole day and I was like, because again, I woke up this morning, I saw everyone, Cliff is going to throw the veto. I went through the whole day, never saw it, never saw a hint of it. I was like, where is this? Why do people think this? I looked some more. I finally found it with the help of some lovely Discord people. And that would be NY Italian in the Discord from Twitch. It's this conversation, and I had just missed the one bit. So they were talking about how Holly is now claiming that she's going to evict Jackson. Nicole brings up, well, like, I would still prefer to see that happen. I would love for Holly to evict Jackson. I want Jackson gone. I would prefer to be in the final three with Holly. And Cliff, who we find out later, still not only plans on keeping Jackson, but actively wants Jackson in the house because he feels like that leads to a better final two scenario for him, or a final three scenario for him. Cliff is kind of going along with this, like, oh yeah, you know, it would be that would theoretically be ideal. Nicole's running through ideal scenarios, and the ideal scenario would be she wins the veto. Second best, ideally, theoretically, if Holly were to 100% keep her word, she would prefer to see Holly win so that Jackson leaves rather than Cliff win and Holly leaves. And so they briefly talk about, like, well, you know, like, would it even be like, would it even be worth it to, like, give Holly the win if it were like neck and neck? It was a completely just thrown out there theoretical conversation. Immediately afterward, it was followed by, no, definitely don't do that. Neither of us want that to happen. We would much prefer that you win, Cliff. They both say, when it comes down to it, we just have to beat them. That's what it comes down to. They said, she said, I'm gunning for the veto. Cliff says, me too. They want to go to final three. Who cares which one of them comes with them at the end of the day, as long as the both of them are safe. So Cliff does not plan on throwing the veto in any way. That is not the case as of right now. And I honestly don't expect it to be the case in the future either. Don't worry. It's not the case. But they do again reiterate, if Nicole wins, it's her call. And Nicole also even mentions, like, she fears that something wonky will happen, and that Nicole basically calls the whole thing. She says, I'm kind of worried that something wonky is going to happen, that if they win, they're just going to flip it around on us. They're going to take what happened yesterday and they're going to flip that around on us and say it was our fault and send one of us home, or send you home. It's like, yep. So I would much prefer, and they would much prefer, for them to win the veto to be safe no matter what. Doesn't matter how much they believe the other people, they're going for the veto. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Holly comes up. She talks to them. Talks to them about how... We're back to this. Holly comes up. She says, so I talked to Jackson. Again, direct quotes here. It turns out we're more on the same page than I even realized. So that's good. She's such a bad liar, but they don't see through it. They're like, oh, so you talked, so you're all both on the same page now. Yeah, we both understand. We both understand where we're at. We both understand that we're taking each other out, and it's just the way things go. I highly recommend you watch her do this, because she's so... Jackson is, like, dead-faced, like, I've talked about this all season long. He is great at being two-faced. Holly has been great at lying in the past, but she really, and look, it worked, so I can't knock it. I shouldn't knock it. But watching it was really funny. That's all I'll say. She says, and here's what I really didn't like about Holly's pitch here. Genuinely, getting down to business here. The way that Holly does this, she says, we both understand that we're taking each other out, and I know that I can't win this game against Jackson. I know. I can't beat him. I have to take him out. Holly should have watched Big Brother Canada 6, because this is not the way you go about it. Cliff and Nicole could theoretically be big, big swing votes for Holly if it came down to a Jackson and Holly final two. I think she's already really struggling in that spot, and it's looking more and more like the most likely spot that she'll be in if she makes it to the final two. And to tell two very important votes, two full votes on the jury, I know that I can't beat Jackson in the end. I need to take him out if I want to win. And the current narrative in the house is Holly's playing Jackson's game, not her own game. She's basically laying out the formula of, if I were playing my own game, this is what I'd do, because I can't win if I don't do it. And then when she doesn't do it, everyone is going to be like, okay, so according to even your own logic, you're not playing your own game. Don't set it up this way. Just don't do it. You don't need to add this. The whole lie in the first place is unnecessary. You don't need this to sell the lie. She didn't need it to sell the lie. And the lie isn't needed for anything, because it's pointless, because it's just going to come down to the competition anyway. So she's using this line, this pointless line, to sell a pointless lie. And it's going to really hurt her even more in the jury. Not that she had much of a shot to begin with against Jackson necessarily. Maybe she does. But I think this sort of thing really, really hurts her. You can't say, I need to do this for my game. I know I can't win. Holly's narrative, if she wants to beat Jackson, is, I knew I could beat Jackson all along. I knew people would be angry with him, and so on and so forth. But that's a hard thing to sell when you've got like 2 minutes to sell your case right before the jury votes and they've already decided which way they're going. You know what I mean? That needs to be her narrative before Cliff and Nicole leave the game. I would say that this is redeemable, that if she does win the veto and she doesn't take out Jackson, she takes out Cliff. On Cliff's way out the door, she says, look, I'm sorry, I lied. I think I can beat Jackson. I think that people might be mad at him. I've actually played a much better game than him. I've been behind the scenes. He's been out in front. He's been my meat shield. That's how you send Cliff home. I just don't have confidence that she's going to do it. And I don't like what she's doing here in terms of, you know, setting this up, reinforcing this narrative. Even if she does go back on it later, it's completely unnecessary, and it reinforces a narrative that's going to really burn her in the end. It's just like what happened to Kayla and Derek would have beaten Kayla, as we all know. So she says, he can't be mad about me taking him out, 'cause he's doing the same thing. After Holly leaves, they talk about, like, well, if she's actually going to do that, then well, that'd be great. It'd be great if she won and took Jackson out. And again, like, Nicole is kind of like, Nicole wants Jackson out, so she wouldn't mind if Holly won, if she is being truthful. But again, they're still kind of suspicious. You know, they say we believe them, because what's the point in lying, right? But they are still like, there's still a chance that they betray us. They're still going to win the veto. They also make an official deal. Nicole says, we're going to make a deal. We're going to shake on it, Cliff. If I win the veto, I decide who goes home. Cliff says, yes, that is an acceptable deal. They shake on it. Locked in. So Jackson and Cliff have a conversation after that. Jackson says, Jackson continues to sell this. If I lose, I'd rather lose to you guys. If I get taken out, I'd want it to be by Holly's hand. Now, Jackson actually somehow sells this well. He says, Jackson says he still plans to take Cliff over Nicole if they make it to the final three in that configuration. That is still on the table. I do not have an indication from Jackson if he is being truthful about this. He's obviously lying about other things. There are parts of his conversations with Cliff that he does not reveal to Holly. So I don't know if that means he's being truthful to Cliff, or if that just means that it's part of his campaign against Holly in the event that Cliff is the vote to evict this week. Like I said, Cliff theoretically is the only person that can decide whether Jackson or Holly leave if Jackson or Holly are not in control of the veto. Jackson still does not know that Nicole would decide if she won the veto. So I don't know if this is all part of Jackson's campaign, and that maybe if Holly was evicted this week, that he would end up taking Nicole instead, or if he genuinely plans on taking Cliff to the final two once they get to the final three, or if he just doesn't know and he's just saying whatever he needs to say and he'll figure it out later. I don't know, but Cliff does believe that Jackson will take him to the final two. And so that is why Cliff wants to keep Jackson in the game, to theoretically guarantee himself final two. So they reaffirm that deal. Holly and Jackson have another conversation. Holly is still very angry about throwing that HOH. She says, when she talked to Nicole, Nicole said that she didn't even expect her to throw it. She didn't even expect me to do it. I didn't need to do it. This is my favorite thing. She says, I was up there and I was like ready to win. I wanted to go win it, but Jackson, you just kept saying, throw it, throw it, throw it. And he goes, hey, don't put that on me. She says, I'm not putting it on you. It was a really brief moment. And I look, this is, again, this is me maybe putting things into Jackson in his motivations that are not necessarily there. But even if the motivations weren't there, if Jackson was really the reason, the final straw, the thing that pushed Holly into throwing this HOH, that's so wonderfully devious. I love it so much. Because it's like, theoretically, like, it's incredibly great. Like, for Jackson, Jackson's worst case scenario at the final four is Holly winning the HOH. Because that guarantees that if Cliff or Nicole win the veto, he's done. But he just made a deal with Cliff that Cliff will evict Holly over him. So Holly winning the HOH is really bad for him. So if Holly makes a deal to throw the HOH, that's great. If Holly actually does throw the HOH, that's great. So this means that, again, even if Jackson wasn't thinking about it strictly in those terms, which he would never admit if he was, let's be clear about that. At the very least, look at the actions, right? Jackson made a deal with Cliff that Cliff would evict Holly over him at the final four, and then encouraged Holly a lot to throw the HOH so that she wouldn't be safe. That's all I'm saying. So I thought that was fun. I thought that was funny, a funny interaction. They wonder if they, because they're trying to convince Cliff and Nicole that they're willing to turn each other, it seems to be working. They wonder if this means that they can get Cliff and Nicole to throw the veto to them. They're going to try. The problem is they don't actually know which one of them Cliff and Nicole want to leave. And also the problem is that they're not, Cliff and Nicole want different people to leave, which is why this theoretically wouldn't be able to work. And again, that's kind of partially down to Jackson making this deal with Cliff and really reinforcing the deal with Cliff. So they're like, well, theoretically we could be like, hey, throw the veto to whichever one of us they want to stay so that we'll evict whichever one of us they want to go. The problem is they don't know. Holly's like, I don't know if they want me to go or if they want you to go. So I don't know which one to pitch for them to throw the veto to, because we don't know which one, which outcome is the one that they want. And so they're not sure if they can make that happen. And again, it's a lot of gaming into a big void of nothing. So they try to figure it out. Jackson says, hey, if they wouldn't have done us dirty, we would have just fought fair and square. But now we've got to do this. It's like, do what? What are you doing? Nothing's happening. Still all the same. If Cliff and Nicole win, one of you's gone. If you or Holly win, one of them is gone. Nothing is changing. Nothing is dirty. You're just lying. It's fine. Holly actually has a great point here, actually, which I enjoyed. Holly is like, I'm actually kind of concerned because we're trying to make them feel comfortable. I'm worried that if Nicole feels comfortable, that will only make her better in the veto competition, because if you think about it, she seems to do the best when she's not under stress. When she doesn't need to win, she seems to win. She didn't need to win the double eviction HOH. She crushed it. She didn't need to win the final five veto because based on Holly's assumption, Cliff would have been the one to go home, but she won the final five veto. So are we making a mistake by lying to them and making her feel more comfortable? Because if we put the pressure on her, like if you don't win this, Cliff is definitely going home, then she'd actually do worse. And I was actually like, I think that's actually a really good point. I think that she's actually genuinely onto something there. Nicole later in the night, or maybe it was early in the night, was talking to Cliff about how, like, she hopes that it's a timed competition because she doesn't do as well when the pressure is on, when everybody's there and, like, it's do or die. She struggles a little more. So I think Holly's actually right. I think that by making Nicole feel more comfortable, they are giving her a little bit of a leg up when it comes to her performance in the competition. So I was impressed by that. It was something that I hadn't thought about, because I was like, this is all pointless. What's the point? But then Holly pointed that out. I was like, oh yeah, it actually might be counterintuitive now. Like they actually might be doing damage, to their game. She goes on to talk about how the HOH was such an easy competition for her. She could have easily won it. Why did she throw it? They go and they practice the faces. They're memorizing the face morph, like different parts of people's faces, their nose, their eyebrows, their eyes, stuff like that. They go to the memory wall, they're studying it. They're really trying hard to memorize the face stuff. they do seem to have that pretty well. I think that if for some reason it's face morph instead of daze, here's the thing. Final Four Veto, historically, it's a daze competition or something along those lines. But the Final Four HOH has never been an endurance competition like that before, or at least not in any sort of recent modern season. So for all we know, they might be changing up the Final Four Veto. Maybe it is a face morph instead of a daze comp. That would be huge, because Holly and Jackson are considerably better at face morph than they are at daze. Holly is not confident about her daze at all. And again, Jackson knows them, but if you want, like, you can listen to me rattle on about this, but it's hard to really get a good sense. But I would recommend, like, find a time where Jackson is studying, and then Nicole was studying last night. Nicole is much quicker on the recall. Nicole knows her stuff. She's got like a little memory system. She really knows the days really well. Jackson knows the days. He does not know as much detail as Nicole does when he studies. He does not have as much detail, nearly as much detail, but he knows the basics. But he's a lot slower on the basics. So he will be like, you know, okay, so day 44, that was Sam and Kat. Sam was voted out. It was whatever the vote count was. Nicole is like, day 58, great. Got into a fight with Kat. Da-da-da-da. Nicole knows her stuff. So, at the same time, Jackson, Holly, they've really studied that, those faces. They know those faces pretty well, not as well as Tommy did, but, and Nicole has also studied the faces. So Nicole, I'm sure, could do well. And Cliff has certainly also studied the faces, but when it comes down to, like the skill gap between days and between the faces, there's a big skill gap on the days, I think, based on what I've seen. Not nearly as much of a skill gap on the faces. So could be very important. And maybe it's neither of those things. They were also just like, let's just hope it's a physical comp. Because as we all know, if it's a physical comp, then Cliff and Nicole are also probably in trouble. So in terms of types of competitions, Jackson and Holly do have an advantage here. But in terms of historically, it's always been days, so that gives Cliff and Nicole the leg up. So Cliff is going to talk to the cameras late into the night. He talks about how he's like, I hope that I've guaranteed myself a spot in the final two at this point. I hope that if everything plays along according to how I think it will, or that at least that I hope it will, then I should be good. He thinks that he can beat Nicole and Holly in the jury, with the jury vote. He thinks he will have a harder time against Jackson. He thinks it would be pretty close, but that he does have some good arguments. He thinks he can speak pretty logically to the jury and make a good case against Jackson. But he would prefer to not be in the final two with Jackson if he could have a choice, but he would rather be in the final two with Jackson than not in the final two at all. He says that he will still plan on keeping Jackson if he wins the veto. He thinks that's best for his game because it will get him to the final two more easily. And he does have confidence in his ability to sway the jury. I wrote in my notes, he has the ability to sway the veto. Whoops. Sway the jury. He says that, you know, when I watch this show, I always thought that Cody made a huge mistake taking Derek, and I still do. I still wouldn't take Derek, but I'm only a couple steps removed. I'm keeping Jackson to the final three. He's a really strong player, and I think it's best for my game, but I may come to regret it. This might be the kind of move that if I take Jackson to the final three, I may come to regret it. May look really dumb, like, I think the implication here, like Cody taking Derek to the final two. He says that he's been incredibly stressed the last few days. He says, I just want to sleep all the time. I'm sorry, guys, because I know that's boring, but man, it's been a time. This goes back to what I was saying, sleep deprived and just run down at this point. He's hoping that himself, and again, he's hoping that he or Nicole wins the veto. That is his best case scenario. He says that if that happens, then he is immediately guaranteed a spot in the final three, doesn't have to worry, can sleep for the rest of the week, everything will be fine. If Jackson or Holly wins, he says, then he will just have to hope that they follow through with what they're saying and that they keep him in the game. He thinks they will, or at least he sure hopes they will. That's what he says. And Nicole talks to the cameras. She studies stuff like that. She again reiterates she wants Holly. She's going to take out Jackson if she wins. She plans on taking Cliff to the final two. She thinks that Cliff might be able to beat her, but that's fine. She also thinks she has a good case against Cliff. So she's going to go for it. And that's about it. That's about the day. Let me know if you have any questions here. Who would Holly take to the final two out of Cliff and Nicole? I believe Holly would take Nicole every single time. Every single time. I think that's pretty firm. And I do think, if I were to guess, my guess is that Jackson would take Cliff. That's my guess right now. So it is certainly much better for Nicole. And I think that Nicole has a chance to beat Holly. But I am much more worried about it now than I have been in the past. Tommy had an ex-interview with EW, and I connected a few dots here. Tommy talked about Nicole with Julie, about how he said that Nicole is the underdog, and he always roots for the underdog, and so he would have loved to work with Cliff and Nicole. In his EWX interview, he says, again, that he loves the underdog. He always roots for the underdog. He says that he thinks that Cliff and Nicole made the wrong decision for their game by keeping Jackson Holly in the house and evicting him. He thinks that was the wrong decision for them. He says that when it comes down to his jury vote, he roots for the underdog, but who he wants to win and who deserves to win are two different people, and he will be voting for who he thinks deserves to win. To me, that was a very, very clear message from Tommy that he, while he likes Nicole, he does not think that she deserves the win as much as some of the other people in the house. In particular, obviously, Jackson, but I worry that that may also include Holly, because Holly was also a part of that. So that's a little worrisome. And certainly he's talked all season long about how much Cliff is a threat and how he thinks Cliff can win in the end. So I really expected it's worrisome just by itself there. But it also worries me because part of why we're so happy and high on Nicole's chances is that she won this very crucial final five veto. But I feel like that momentum was halted because the final five veto, because of everything that went down, like the big moment of the week was the final five veto until it became Jackson's move to save Holly in the back and forth and the big arguments. And the final five veto was forgotten, and that's bad for Nicole. And I really expected Tommy to go into the jury, big Nicole fan, big supporter of Nicole. Hey, she just won this veto. She saved herself. So on and so forth. And it doesn't seem like that's happening. So I worry about that. There was also a jury video on Instagram where they did superlatives, and it immediately reminded me of why the early part of the season was annoying. Jack opens the video with, "Welcome to my house. I mean, the jury house." Oh, how did you remind me of how much you annoy me within the first 2 seconds of this video? Immediately, I'm annoyed. How do you do that? That takes skill. They did superlatives. Kat, of course, is going to talk crap about Kemi for no reason. Another thing that I noticed was they were talking about who is the most likely person to be a super fan. Obviously, the main answer was Cliff. They talked about Cliff. He studies the game. He knows it. He's a student of the game. Like, there was a lot of reverence in the way that they talked about Cliff and his knowledge of the game. Sis put up like 5 faces for that one. None of them include Nicole, which was interesting to me. It's an important thing to note that I hadn't really thought of before. We all know Nicole as a super fan, but she has hidden that in the house. None of the people in the jury house know that Nicole is a fan. Her face was nowhere to be seen in the superfan question. None of them even mentioned her name. Nicole has revealed that she is a fan to Jackson and Holly, but even if one of Jackson or Holly leaves, or even Cliff leaves to go at the final four, they're not going to be in the jury house. They're only going to be present for the roundtable discussion, and it probably won't even come up as like a topic. It's just not part of her narrative, and I think that's a bad thing for her as well. I think that part of the sort of underdog narrative for people that eventually win the game is their passion for the game and how much they love it and how much they are big fans of the game. And I worry that because people don't see Nicole as a super fan, that that's been removed from how they view her, and it doesn't help her there. So there are a few things that that are worrying me about Nicole's chances here. Obviously, I would like for them to be, look, juries are very hard to read. Just a few things. We get very little information from there. So I'm just giving you my reads here. Could be completely way off. I hope they're way off, but we'll see. Let's see here. Oh, they're waking up. Oh man, veto today. It's going to be a big one. I will reaffirm again, because I'm seeing some stuff on Twitter here. Cliff did not say that he was going to throw the veto. He doesn't plan on throwing the veto. He, in fact, said multiple times he is gunning for the veto. He only at one point very, very vaguely was like, well, theoretically, what if this scenario happened? Should we? No, we shouldn't. We're gunning for the veto. That's what happened. I will say though, there's still one promising thing about the jury questions. There was an interview with Christy. I do not recall the name of the site that has it, but she did talk about Nicole as somebody that she liked and respected her game, that she was a strategic player, and that the vote always came down to Nicole. So that's promising. So theoretically Christy might be on Nicole's side, but I do worry that it worries me that was before she entered the jury house, and there were jury videos with Jess where Jess talked about Nicole being a mole and was very anti-Nicole. I feel like if Christy was pro-Nicole, then Jess wouldn't have been so anti-Nicole, and so that's what worries me there. But maybe that stuff came from Kat, who seems like she's probably anti-Nicole. And maybe it didn't come from Christy, so maybe Christy still could theoretically be pro-Nicole. Again, very difficult to interpret some of this jury stuff, but we're going to do our best. All right. Any other questions before we wrap this up? We will, of course, be live. I don't even know what day it is right now. It's Saturday, right? Yeah. Tomorrow night, we'll be live at to recap the Sunday night episode. It should be a good one. We're going to see like maybe 7 minutes of those 8 hours. So that'll be nice. Maybe it'll be 10 minutes. That'd be great. Eli wants to know, will Cliff honor his deal with Nicole to vote how she wants if she wins the veto, or will he go back on it to keep Jackson? I think that he will follow through on his deal and evict Jackson if Nicole wins the veto. That's what I think. I will be back, of course, tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. I imagine that all of this crazy nonsense will be over once the veto results are in. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they'll still pretend that they're going to take each other out. Like, maybe if Holly or Jackson wins, they'll be like, all right, yep, we're evicting each other. Maybe they play that out all week. I actually kind of want, I think that would be nice. That would be fun. But I didn't see the point before, so I don't see the point after, but maybe they would because they do things that I don't see the point of. But I imagine that most of this will die down a bit here after the veto results are in. But it's a big veto. It's going to be a big one. Make sure you are following me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Might go live today, depending on the veto results or something along those lines. We'll see what happens. You can find me on Twitter as well. At Armstrong Taryn. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Taryn_Armstrong. Got a great picture. I was not great at taking pictures in New York, but I got one good one with Kemi. We had a great time there. Do it. Find me on Instagram. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining me. I'll see you next time.